from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. We've got Sam and Noel into the 8 o'clock hour. Working our way up to 10 o'clock this morning. So glad you're with us on this weekend morning. Bright sunshine, a clear blue sky, beautiful Saturday. Whatever you're going to be doing, getting out and moving around, taking a little trip or something for the next couple of days. Of course, school's back in now, so everybody's back in school, right?
I think for the most part, everybody's got their lockers and books assigned.
Oh, that's bad. We haven't got to the middle of August, and y'all are back in your air-conditioned babies. That's what you get for having air-conditioned in your school. Yeah, we out of school, you had to wait until after Labor Day to go. You didn't have AC. So I hope y'all enjoy being back. I hope it's been a good first week back for some of those who had to go back to school this week.
Yeah, you get to put your fresh new clothes on, your fresh new gear, and catch up with your friends and learn your new teachers. Yeah, they should have had a ball. Now, right. You know, these next few weeks.
Yeah, you're going to get down to the grind. Let's see what you can do. Some people who are awfully involved in this are CJ and Kelly Stewart and Lee. They do a tremendous job working with our young people in the city of Atlanta, teaching them through sports. And giving them a place to learn and grow. And they got a very special game coming up next week that we enjoy always letting them talk about. And that's the Safe at Home game. And joining us now on the waitfor.com hotline, which one do we have? We got CJ, we got Kelly, we got both of them. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We're both here.
Well, glad you're here with me and Noel. Greg's away. And always great to catch up with you because you're always doing something great. But this is the 10th year for the Safe at Home game. Time flies.
It does, you know, and in addition to it being the 10th year, several people are seeing it on social media, but also television. It's the 10-year commemoration of the killing of Mike Brown in Ferguson, and that is the reason that the Safe at Home game was created. Our good friend Brad Jubin, a white man from Peachtree City. We were connected by a mutual friend. He came out to speak to our lead ambassadors in 2014 and just giving them some information about leadership. And he's a great speaker. And, you know, he shares publicly that he was afraid when he came to Booker T. Washington High School for our practice after the killing of Mike Brown because he was afraid that he would be harmed because he was white in a predominantly black community. He had a great experience, didn't die. And so we talked afterwards, and he was saying he wanted the world to see the greatness of the black boys in our organization. And he came up with a crazy idea and said, well, what if they played a self-officiated game against the Atlanta Police Department? I said, man, we don't have a lot of time to be doing stuff like that. I mean, we're in fundraising mode, working with the boys. Kelly had already been working on our strategic plan and called it Safe at Home. So we went ahead and executed it in 2014, and now it's 10 years later, and we're still doing it, again, with the focus on commemorating the life and legacy of Mike Brown.
So beyond commemorating the legacy of Mike Brown, what are the other achievements of the game that's self-officiated by you guys? What is the goal that you hope to achieve with the kids?
So we want to make sure that our youth have positive relationships with law enforcement, because regardless of how we feel, and rightfully so, in the Black community about the injustices that we see day in and day out, the law enforcement system is the system that we have in our community to help us when we are in distress, to reach out to. So we can't afford not to have good relationships with law enforcement. And so I think it's really something special when you have the Safe at Home game, where you've developed throughout the year relationship with officers who are on your in your neighborhood because that's their beat, or you see them at school because Atlanta Public Schools police officers play in our game too. And it just gives you a different type of relationship, a different context when you see them out in the street because they remember you from doing something positive.
And we're talking about the Safe at Home game, and it's a self-officiated game. And that does so much. First of all, we talk about trust and respect, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Making sure that both sides, because, you know, Black people in general and Black youth specifically get overgeneralized, because if one youth or two youth are seen doing something that is wrong, it's an indictment on everybody. If one or two or three police officers do something wrong, it's an indictment on all of them. And so we want to make sure that everybody don't lose their mind and they understand that, you know, it's not an indictment on everybody, and that we need to understand that there are still some, you know, good officers, and we need officers to understand our youth are good people too.
Fantastic, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com. I'm with CJ Kelly Stewart from LEAD. We're talking about the Safe at Home game, and it is social. You can find it at the SAH game. The SAH game. It is coming up next Saturday over at Georgia Tech Russ Chandler Stadium. Talk about next week's event. You got some special guests that are going to be there, right?
Well, so first, I got to take the mic and just kind of share my excitement. So in the 10th year, I'm actually going to play in the game.
Uh-oh.
This will be the first year I've played in over two decades. So I'm real excited. I mean, I'm in good shape because I've been running a Peachtree Road race.
We saw you out there. We saw you out there, right? On July 4th.
Yeah. So my only goal is my first at bat, the goal is to hit a home run. And so Gabe from the FBI is going to be pitching. And then Kelly has, I'll let her take the mic because she's got all these other amazing folks that's coming out.
So we have Matty Ice coming back. He's going to be the commissioner for our Safe at Home game. He's getting the party started for us and kicking off the game for us on the field at Georgia Tech. We also have our new superintendent, Dr. Brian Johnson, who will be there doing our first pitch and also serving as an honorary captain of one of our teams. Chairwoman Erica Mitchell will be there. Jeff Francoeur will be there doing our first pitch as well. So we got a lot of amazing people out there. The Honorable Ryan Buchanan, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District, will be out there. Of course, Sheriff Labatt will be out there as well. And we actually have another surprise, but it's for CJ, and I can't tell him or anybody what it is. Y'all just gonna have to come out to the stadium and check us out and see what we got brewing.
Oh, that's a tease.
Yeah, I know that's right. You get us all.
Lord, yes, it is.
Like, what's going on?
And let me tell you, it has been Herculean effort trying to keep this surprise from him. So I'm holding out. I'm hoping I can hold out to next Saturday.
All right, what time does it get started? Would the gates open at 10?
Yep, gates open at 10. At 10:30, the kids can run the bases with our ambassadors, and then we kick off the game at 11 o'clock.
And one other thing I wanted to add, too, is last year we had our very first ambassador switch over and play with law enforcement. Officer Brandon Sharp is with the Atlanta Police Department, and I think he's in zone 4 now. So that was an amazing thing, and we want to see more of that happen. So that's something that we definitely encourage, and we want to be a part of our legacy where there are hundreds of boys and girls who become men and women that are officers. And under Kelly's leadership this year as well, we added our Lady Ambassadors tennis program. So you're going to be seeing a lot of ladies in red that are also going to be becoming major league citizens as well.
I want to ask both of you guys something, because you talk about this, and I know you had intentions when you started playing this game. And people say you want to impact something, get on the inside and bring yourself into it. And you talked about the young person who is now working with law enforcement. Did you see that happening? Someone who would be a part of this experience, get a chance to get to know law enforcement and actually.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Go into it as a career?
Absolutely. That was one of our main goals, because, it pains us to see, when there is a shooting, there is a police shooting, and we see a shooting that's racially motivated and it's not right, and it angers you. It makes you mad, and it's like you need something positive to channel that anger through. So it's like, yeah, I'm mad, I'm upset, but what can we do about it? And so making sure that we have more folks in uniform who look like us, who understand, where we come from, understand our communities, have that cultural understanding, it'll put us in a better position to have better relationships with law enforcement. So most definitely making sure that our youth are introduced to a career law enforcement, because with the way the relationship has been since we've had slave patrols, it's not hard to see why youth wouldn't want to be in law enforcement, but we want them to understand that if you are upset with a system, if you're pissed off about something, the best way to do it is become a part of it and change it from the inside.
How popular has this program been with the kids in the past 10 years? How much has it grown with them?
You know, it's funny because it's something that the younger kids in our organization look up to. So we have our organization starts at third grade. We have our rookies from third to fifth grade and our junior ambassadors in middle school. And especially at the junior ambassador level, you know, they're always like, when do we get to play in a safe at home game? I'm like, okay, you have to wait till you become an alumni. But they do get an opportunity to still be a part of the Safe at Home program that we have. Today at our facility in the West End, Lead Center for Youth, we're doing a Safe at Home game roundtable, and that's where members of law enforcement are going to come out to our facility and break bread and talk with the younger student athletes in our organization, our rookies, and our junior ambassadors. Again, making sure at every level in our organization, we have our youth engaged in positive ways with law enforcement. So they're all excited about it.
Well, all right.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Got me excited. I want to see it.
Fantastic. That is a Safe at Home game that is coming up next week. And CJ and Kelly Stewart, you guys are always doing tremendous things for our young people in the community. And Kelly, while we got you here, talk a little bit about what you're doing with tennis, because you guys have, it was in baseball for years, but tennis is taking off with you guys there, right?
Yes, our oldest daughter, Mackenzie, has graduated from college, and she was a Division I tennis player at Southern University and at Georgia State University. And we launched our Lady Ambassadors tennis program last year. It's a metro-wide program with a development focus on ladies in Atlanta public schools. And we've had a great first year. We've had girls from Usher Collier Elementary and Scott Elementary, and these babies have never picked up a tennis racket before, never thought about picking up a tennis racket until we introduced our program to the school. So shout out to all of our partners at Usher Collier and Scott for allowing our programs to be there, and to Rendell Jackson and ATS Office of Athletics for partnering with us over the past 17 years. But these girls have progressed so much. And Sam, you know how hard it is to grasp tennis, because it's just such a big game. It's so much to learn, so much, you know, to try to master. And we thought, we were like, well, maybe by the time we get to the summertime that, you know, maybe they'll just be able to, you know, have some good hand-eye coordination, because it's not like we practice with them 5 days a week every day. So we have to make good of the time we do spend with them. Let me tell you, we had summer camp this summer. We partnered with Universal Tennis Academy, had summer camp over at Agnes Scott. Mm-hmm. These babies are rallying across the court, across the net. Like, they have come a long way. So we're hoping this fall we'll actually get a chance to play in some USTA tournaments.
Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing when you get a chance. Yeah.
Well, and you know, and let me add this, like, even though they have not played a lick of tennis ever in their life, one of the first questions they asked us when we had our first practice with them was, oh, so y'all gonna make us play, like, what's that girl name with them braids, Coco Golf? I was like, hold up, slow your roll. slow your roll, because yeah. We going to get there, but it ain't going to happen this year,
yeah.
But it's okay. But, you know, even with them never playing before, Coco being such, you know, a reference for them and all that Coco is accomplishing, you know, that's their, what they have their mind's eye set on. Like, that's their goal. And I'm like, I can roll with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe you get a chance to let them touch the court where she used to play when she was about their age before she moved to Florida. That would be
remarkable. Absolutely. We got to make that happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, it's always.
And we got to get you out there, Sam.
You're going to get out. You're going to dust my game off. Or you dust me. I get dusted off in the process of what happened. But yes, I'll come out. I'll be brave enough to come out.
Mr. Tennis got to come out.
I am not afraid.
Okay.
But look, we just want to remind people about what you guys have coming up next Saturday. The Safe at Home game is coming up next Saturday at Georgia Tech's Russ Chandler Stadium. The unofficiated game is in its 10th anniversary. Gates open at 10, which the kids can run the bases at 10:30.
Yep.
And the first pitch at 11.
Run the bases at 10:30.
And first pitch at 11 a.m. That is coming up next Saturday. Thanks so much for both of you, for all that you do for young people in our community. And always great to have you on the show with us.
And thank you, Sam, for always supporting us over all these years. Like, you've been down with us day one. Thank you so much. And thank you, Noel, for being supportive of us on the show this morning. Appreciate y'all so much.
No problem. Very welcome. Super excited.
Fantastic. Y'all have a great time next weekend. Look forward to dropping in and checking you out. That is next week, folks, the Safe at Home game. CJ and Kelly Stewart doing some tremendous things with some young folks and teaching some lessons. And, you know, it's just a baseball game, but here's some people look at a career path, right? Make a difference and whatnot. So that,
you get to have some fun, get to, you know, learn about, you know, accountability and trust, and maybe see a future profession you like.
How about that? How about that? That's what they do. All right, coming up next, usually we have casting call. We may do some of that. I think Greg's got something in place that we can talk about a little bit about those type things, and also some projects that are coming up around the area. That and more when you can stay with us on this Saturday morning. Hero Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.